those are winter squash.
Yeah.
Were there types of summer squash that people
grew? Well, they could be. I didn't. Okay. We never grew any of that.
And all of these things we've talked about, they're all types of these things you put on the table. You call them vegetables? Or
yeah. You know, what the vegetables. The only fruit in this country is wild fruits, you know.
Okay, so
choke cherries and stuff like that.
You can't grow any other types of fruits?
Not here. Now, up around Sheridan, they got some apple trees up there. But, well, we got one out here. It gets four or five apples.
what do people make out of apples?
Oh, you know, they can them, make pies and jelly and all that stuff out of apples.
Do they ever cook them and mash them? What would that be called?
Applesauce? Yeah, done that too.
How about, there's a sort of a fuzzy...
Peaches?
Do you grow those?
Uh-uh. No, you got to go to Colorado or Utah or someplace for peaches. They ought to be down in your country.
Yeah, they ought to be. They always, the season's too short for, at least for them. Were there different types of peaches?
I never had that many to know.
Okay. What do they call that thing inside the peach?
Pit.
Okay. And those little tiny, I guess, like, well, you said cherry tomatoes. Mm. Did you ever have cherries here? You could buy them?
Well, yeah, you can buy them. They grow them up here in Montana, Flathead Lake, you know, and the stores get them in.
Mm-hmm. What do they call the thing inside of a cherry?
Well, it's a pit, isn't it?
Okay. You're very consistent on that. Okay. And
I don't know that much about fruit, or just what I've heard.
Okay, that's fine. That's great. What would you call it that... you could make, your mother may have canned, or your grandmother may have canned these and made preserves, jams and...
Oh, God, they made canned everything. Uh-huh. When I was a kid, you know. You know, she made jellies and preserves and jam and canned all the vegetables, you know, and meat and everything else. The only meat you could keep was salt pork, you know.
What about salt pork? Was that what they called it? Were there different varieties?
Well, most of them, you know, salted it, and then they smoked it, you know.
Did they ever call that fat back or anything like that?
No, the only thing, you take pork where you salt it and don't smoke it, they call it sow belly.
Sow belly?
Mm-hmm.
That's good to hear. What would they do with the pig's head?
Make head cheese out of it. Some people did.
Are you familiar with that, the process?
Yeah, my boy can make it. I couldn't. Okay. He's a butcher. So.
I see. Now, sometimes, I guess in more wooded areas, people go looking for fungus, type of fungus, I guess, that's edible. They're toadstools and...
Mushrooms? Uh-huh. Yeah, they used to pick mushrooms around here and eat them. I never... Yeah, you'd get around an old straw stack or something, but I never do the good ones from the bad ones, so I never pick anything.
Did they have any names for them, for the good kind?
Just mushrooms, I never heard.
Okay. What about, you mentioned pork, the way they took care of pork. What would they do with beef to prepare beef?
Can it. It always can, because there's no way to keep it. In the wintertime, you keep it froze, you know, mm-hmm. most of the winter, but then you had to can it for, couldn't keep it in the summertime.
Did they ever dry it?
Not that I know of.
Were you familiar with anything called chipped beef or with jerky?
Yeah, jerky, you can make that, you know. But I remember my grandmother one time took a chunk of beef and she put this Morton's pork cure or something on. She was going to try to cure it. She had to take an axe to chip it off. I guess to dry it hard. It was good to chew on, but man, you didn't eat much of it.
But you've never been familiar with chipped beef?
Uh-uh.
Okay. What about